Welcome to the Explore Finland radio show. This is a bit of an impromptu recording today ahead of SJK Seinäjoen Jalkapallokerho's first games in the Europa League. And I'm joined today by Richie Dorman, one of the players, and Chris Cleaver, first team coach. So Richie and Chris, thanks for joining me.
No problem.
Richie, first of all, maybe just tell everyone a little bit about how you came to be in Finland playing football. You've been with ASIK a few years now, so how did that come about?
Yeah, so this is my fourth season now with ASIK. The season before that I was in Nardis Kraft. I was working with one agent in America whilst I was at university, and he had a contact with Kraft, and I went there from the Welsh Premier League. Just with the chance to play for the summer, and I really enjoyed it and stayed. And then at the end of that season with Kraft, SEK got promoted to the first division, and it was a good time for me to move on to a better level, and I had the chance here, which was really a good start. And now 4 years later, we got a silver medal last year and first division championship. So
I think I started getting into, I watched ASIK probably 7 years ago when I first moved family out here, but I went maybe once or twice a season. I wasn't that loyal. So being a bit of a glory hunter as the teams progress through the divisions, I've made more and more appearances at the ground, and it's been exciting. It must be exciting for you to have been there in Kakkonen, in the third level of football, and move up with the club.
Yeah, well, I came when Chris was captain, and it was a lot of senior players, and I was sort of a young guy, and now it's maybe completely the opposite. I'm one of the senior players that's been here a long time, and it's been nice to see the club develop and come to what it is today, and hopefully it's still got some way to go as well.
And Chris, obviously I remember you playing here up to a couple of seasons ago before you moved over to coaching. Were you here before ASIK was formed, or was it ASIK when you joined the club?
When I joined ASIK, it was ASIK, yeah. Actually, when I came to Finland, was it 15 years ago? So I was playing in TP Seinäjoki.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so that's where originally I came to. And then, after many years playing in different clubs around Finland, I actually met my wife at the beginning there when I came, and then we were going to have a baby, and we decided to come back to Seinäjoki, and ASIK was just starting this football boom.
So nice coincidence.
Yeah, yeah, time. And it was kind of
not really a coincidence. You were a massive part of that.
Thanks, Rich. And it was.
I didn't mean a coincidence that the club came up, but a coincidence that you were moving back here, and
it kind of came around. It wasn't just that we decided we're going to move back to Seinäjoki and that's it. I came back here for football. It wasn't just based on that. It was a good timing for everything. The baby was coming, and her family's here, and ASIK offered me the opportunity to come back, and it just seemed like a great opportunity and the right time to maybe step down to the league. And it was a different kind of challenge. You know, I could have continued playing in the Veikkausliiga, but I saw this as a whole new challenge for me, and the right time to come here. So then that was when it actually was ASIK then, when I came here, and we were in the second division then. And I remember the talking about, yeah, we plan to get to the league and to Europe, and I was thinking, are you dreaming? Like, you know, it's a long way away, and it, I have to say, it's come around really quickly, but it's just really purely down to the hard work that everyone in this club has put in. Yeah.
Why do you say that Chris was a massive part of the club coming up? You jumped straight in there, so it's clearly something.
Yeah, well, it was
really
a little bit more like, you'd probably be a bit modest, so I felt like it was the right time to say it. Yeah, of course, he was the leader and the captain when I came, and he's helped shape the culture that probably Simo, we always talk about with Simo, the culture of this club, and he's helped shape that, and day in, day out, that's how this club works. And
what is that culture?
Just like hard working. Each day you do like 100%, you take care of everything you need to take care of, like football-wise, off the pitch, everything like that.
Professionalism.
Yeah, 24/7. Not just when you're here for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Then your life, also when you go on holiday, and the way you behave, all things that, I guess, come under culture, especially in football, for a player.
Do you think he's taken over that position as the kind of leader on the
pitch.
The
example. Yeah, he is. He's, I think, not just on the pitch, but in the change room as well for everyone. I think everyone looks up to Rich. To Rich and how he handles himself on and off the pitch.
I think it's that spirit as well. And we were talking before about how in the previous game it looked like you got crocked four times out there on the pitch, and every time got up and carried on. I think that's that kind of spirit and heart in the club, in the team, is quite clear.
Yeah, I think a little bit like Rich was saying. Well, when I came here, I remember it was amateur, but even though big plans and to go forward, but. We trained, I think, was it in the evening, 4:30, like most second division teams do, 5 o'clock.
Because many of the players were working. Because
everyone's working, yeah. Exactly, yeah. So it was to get from there to where we are now, where coming in, maybe having breakfast with the team sometimes, and training, and lunch, everyone eats lunch together, and just the whole life, professional lifestyle was just, it's amazing really how quickly and how far we've come.
I think that last year, with the first season in Veikkausliiga, and being on the terrace with the fans, I was just thinking, okay, first season, middle of the table, safe, and then we build. It didn't quite work like that, did it?
No, it's difficult to say. I think everyone was a little bit unsure going into the season, and the beginning of the season, kind of, the results kind of didn't help, but. We didn't have the best of starts, although we had played like two or three games less than everyone else. So the table kind of wasn't, gave a little bit of a false impression of where we were. And I think everyone still had, it's always the beginning of the same, at the beginning of this, also, always the same at the beginning of the season, where the players are a little bit unsure of their own position. Are they in the team? Are they on the bench? And can they establish their own position and kind of know that they're going to play the next game? You know, it's always good to have that. And kind of have that continuity going throughout the team, and it took a while to establish that. And I think just a product of what we spoke about before, the professionalism of doing the right things each day. We had the whole winter, we had trained really well, and then just because that beginning didn't go so well, we didn't change anything that we'd done. We just continued to do that same the same things which we'd been doing, and in the end, the results came. And What first season in the Veikkausliiga,
silver medal and
a place in Europe.
Yeah, so which is why we're talking today.
Yeah,
excited much?
Yeah, I think I wasn't really that excited until yesterday,
yeah.
When the draw, and you realise what's actually going to happen, and to get to play, or hopefully I get to play in the game. It'd be pretty special for me and the rest of the players and the club.
Mm. And the first round, or the first two rounds, have been drawn. So the first game is against a team from Iceland that we're going to refer to as FH.
Yeah.
Because a name that you can see it written out, I can't pronounce it, and I apologise if any of their supporters are watching, but my tongue doesn't work. My tongue struggles with Finnish, let alone with Icelandic. But it's a team called FH from Iceland. And then the next round of that will be against a team from either Albania or Azerbaijan?
Yeah, that's correct.
So, I guess, I thought those games are winnable, but also I guess those clubs will also be thinking, well, we don't know this team from Finland, so they might be thinking the same thing. So it seems like it's quite open now.
Yeah, funnily enough, we played against this Icelandic team in our pre-season tour in Marbella.
Which is
just massive coincidence that suddenly we get them in this draw as well. But we played against them and we beat them, I would say, quite comfortably then. But they had a game 2 days before against Molde. So I think they had their best team out against them and maybe a weaker starting lineup against us. But and they beat Molde as well in that game. So it's going to be a tough game. But like you say, it's definitely possible to go through.
It's open. And the home games, Asikor. Well, we're sitting in the Wolfsport Arena in Seinäjoki now, just overlooking the area that's being cleared for the new stadium.
Yeah.
But it's obviously going to be ready next season. Yeah. So this year, the European home games will be played in Helsinki at the Sonera Stadium. And that's on artificial pitch. Does that matter to you as a player, Richie?
For this tie, no, I'm quite happy that we're playing down there. I'm not sure how the fans feel, but for a player, it's good to play in that stadium, football specific, and the surface is pretty good, and maybe it can be an advantage to us if they've not played on it similar like that. I'm not sure.
I suspect from Iceland there's probably quite a lot of artificial pitches.
Yeah, but I think they play on grass.
Oh, do they? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Does it bother you generally? I mean, you train part of the year inside on AstroTurf anyway, so is it all fairly familiar and comfortable?
Yeah, it's pretty comfortable. In an ideal world, I think everyone would rather have grass all year round and play on perfect wet pitches. But in Finland, that's never going to happen. So it allows us to play all year. And with this stadium now for the Europa League, I don't know. It's a good opportunity. I think it maybe can level against some of the teams. With Hoiko last season, it gave them a little bit of advantage.
I think that the fans understand it has to be played there. Mm-hmm. Vasa, who are an hour away from us here, they're going a few hours north to play in Oulu, and we're going a few hours south to play in Helsinki. And I think the fans just understand that's how it is. And all that they would ask is that you get into the same position next year so that we can have the home games here at the new stadium, if that's okay.
Yeah. not too much.
Not too much pressure. You mentioned the supporters, so, you know, we've given you guys some compliments. Maybe you want to just say something to the ASICO supporters. I'm there on the terrace, so I'm sitting here to represent them right now. And it feels like every year over the last few years that the bond has got closer between the team and the players. Does it feel that way from your side?
Yeah, definitely off the field. I think more like talking obviously with you and other people Larry's now working within the club. And that, I think that group's getting bigger each year, isn't it? And with these end of season parties and everything, it's definitely getting closer for me being here every year. And Packy is a captain, I think he's in a good position with Kloppet. But for the players, it's really important to have Kloppet behind you, and in the games, especially the derby. I think it was a away game in Barca last year when Johnny scored last minute. I don't know if you were there, but that was pretty special. The crowd was, I don't know, maybe 50 on Kloppet, and it was really, really good. And I'm pretty sure that's won us the game.
I wasn't at the Barca game, but I was at the Yarrow away game when it was really hot, and that was another last minute winner, and that always feels special when it comes in the last minute. There's one other British player at ASICO, Wayne Brown, who is having some physio treatment right now, so hopefully I'll get to speak to him later as well. But I think that for today, thanks for your time. Good luck in the tie. I know, Chris, you got some. You might know a little bit about FH, but you're going to go and do some homework now and make sure that the team are ready for the first game next week.
That's right. I'm just preparing the material for the boys. But we're going to concentrate on the Mariehamn game next, and then on Friday starts the work in preparation for this game.
Perfect. Okay.
My friend actually plays for the FH team.
Is that right?
Yeah, I haven't seen him for 8 years.
Okay, who's your friend?
Jon Jonsson.
Okay.
And he got injured a week before the Marbella trip, so I missed him. So now I'll get to see him.
So you're hoping that he's fit so you can take him on the pitch?
He plays right back as well. So
okay.
Yeah.
And also, I guess, be interesting to see what position you play. I need to mention this, I think, before we finish. This free role, this Welsh Messi position that you've been playing. I've got a feeling that it might have been me that used that phrase first of all, and now
I think it's been overused a lot.
It's not been overused. When you go on a run like that through the middle of the park and then put it in the back of the net.
Yeah, the difference is I got one per career. Messi's got five a game.
Well, that might be true, but it was interesting to see you played there. I think that, you know, when some of the players that were brought in pre-season and suddenly they're playing at right back and it's like, hold on, where's Richie going? And then suddenly in the middle of the park and he's here and he's there, and it worked really well.
Yeah, I think it worked for that period. I don't know what will happen after, but that's not to me.
But you wouldn't be upset if you get to play there again?
No, I wouldn't.
You enjoyed it? Yeah. Okay. Okay, Chris and Richie, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Cheers, Mark.
Cheers. Thank bye. You. Unfortunately, I didn't get to speak to Wayne Brown after all today. I have contacted him and hopefully we'll get to speak maybe between the two legs I just wanted to say one more time thanks to Chris and Richie for giving me some of their time today after training. If you enjoyed the show and you want to show your support, then please take a minute, head over to whatever podcatcher it is you listen to the show on and rate and review the show, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Feedburner, whichever. All of these will help me to raise the profile of the show. Also, connect with the Explore Finland radio show on whatever social network you want, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and Google Plus, for example, or even just follow me on the website. You can go to explorefinlandpodcast.com. You can read some of the articles and you can make comments and also click to follow the show, and you'll get updates each time I release something else. Just wanted to say thank you to a few people that have started following me on Twitter. So actually just today, Jouni, Juspa, Jouko all started to follow the show today on Twitter. And I suspect that that's probably because my friend Rich over at Escape to Suomi put out a tweet telling people to follow. So thanks for that, Rich, and thanks to those guys for following. Also, in recent weeks, Joonas has followed the show, and Timo and Hanne. So all of you, welcome. Thank you for keeping up to date with what I'm trying to do with the Explore Finland radio show. Remember also, if you want to subscribe to my mailing list, then you can do that. The links are on most of my posts and also on the website. And again, every time I release a new show, I'll send you an email and send you the show notes directly to your inbox. And once you start following me, then please let all your friends know what we're doing over here, sharing on whichever of those social networks that you prefer. Through the summer, this podcast is going to have a sort of Asiikor flavour. It will be mostly quick, impromptu conversations with hopefully players from the club while they're playing in Europe. But all the while, I am recording episodes for season two. So stick with me. If football's not your thing, then there will be more of the general stuff about Finland coming later this year. And also, you know, not all of those, all the shows that I need to record are planned yet. So if there's a subject you want me to cover, then let me know. Reach out through the website or through social media. Let me know, and I'll see what I can do. So it's always good to hear from you. Hopefully you've enjoyed this episode, and until next time, thanks for listening, and I'll see you again on the Explore Finland radio show. Thanks a lot. Bye.